schwierig ist, ein bisschen hier komplizierte Instrumente hochzufahren.
It's a challenge to take complicated instruments up here. They have to be wrapped up very carefully. We tend to joke that if an instrument makes it up Mauna Kea, then it can withstand a rocket launch.
Start mit einer Rakete oder so.
The road up Mauna Kea is indeed a challenge, even for Klaus Hoddup's giant pickup. Hawaii's tallest volcano is 4,200 meters high, almost 14,000 feet. The road is steep and large parts are unpaved. Only a vehicle with four-wheel drive can manage that road safely. That's why not many tourists come up here. Klaus Hoddup, though, is a regular visitor. He's an astronomer at the University of Hawaii. Decades ago, he emigrated from Germany to Hawaii.
Was sich hauptsächlich auf dem Berg geändert hat, sind die.
There have been big changes concerning the telescopes on this mountain. When I first came here in 1986, the generation of 8 and 10 meter telescopes didn't exist yet.
On the plateaus atop Mauna Kea, 13 telescopes look or listen deep into the northern hemisphere sky. Some are inside large buildings with white or metallic domes that twinkle in the sunlight. Others look like huge satellite dishes. Paved roads lead to each of the telescopes. It looks like a small but spacious village. The biggest are the Keck telescopes, twin telescopes run by the California Institute of Technology and University of California. Their mirrors have a diameter of 10 meters, or 32 feet. Hoddup points to an open flat area where there's little to be seen apart from a few construction vehicles.
Da soll dann das große 30 Meter Teleskop sein.
Over there is where the 30-meter telescope is going to be constructed, here on this plateau. It'll be even bigger than the Kecks.
Yeah, eindeutig.
The mirror on the new optical telescope will be 30 meters in diameter, almost 100 feet, hence its name. The building itself will be 18 stories, bigger than any other building on Big Island. It will be a world record. Even the primary mirrors in the so-called Very Large Telescope in the Atacama Desert in Chile measures only 8.2 meters. And the larger a telescope is, the more powerful it is, explains Rolf-Peter Kudrytsky. He also emigrated from Germany to Hawaii and now works as an astronomer at the University of Hawaii.
Dadurch, dass es eben einen Durchmesser hat von 30 Metern gegenüber den jetzt.
Because the new telescope will have a diameter of 30 meters compared to 10 meters in our biggest telescopes nowadays, it collects more light. That means we will be able to observe even fainter objects. We can therefore look deeper into the universe, and that also means further into the past, because light takes a long time to reach us from objects far away. In doing so, we'll learn more about the beginning of our universe.
Und damit lernen wir etwas über die Anfänge des Universums.
The black hole in the center of our galaxy, for example, was it there before the galaxy itself was born? Or did the galaxy come first? The new telescope might give us an answer. It will also enable astronomers to observe and analyze planets around distant stars and maybe find another Earth out there. For many decades, scientists have wanted to build such a large, powerful telescope. But it's not as easy as it sounds, says Günther Hasinger, director of the Institute of Astronomy at the University of Hawaii.
Der größte Spiegel lange Zeit war der 5-Meter-Spiegel von Palomar.
The 5-Meter mirror at the Hale Telescope at the Palomar Observatory in California was the largest mirror for a long time. We just couldn't build any larger mirrors because the glass broke as soon as the mirror got too warm. The Keck Telescope was the first one to have a big mirror composed of several small ones. We call it a segmented system. The 30-meter telescope will be made out of 492 single segments. They all have to be adjusted to each other up to a hair's diameter. That's a huge challenge.
There's only one place for this new telescope, the researchers say. Mauna Kea is famous among astronomers for its fantastic views of the universe. According to Kudrytsky, it is the best place in the world to observe the northern hemisphere.
Dieser Mauna Kea in der Mitte des Ozeans ist wie so ein kleiner winziger Punkt auf dieser Tischplatte und die Winde, die Jets.
Mauna Kea lies in the middle of the ocean, like a tiny spot on a tabletop. Winds called jet streams pass the flat ocean and Mauna Kea more or less unhindered. As soon as the jet streams make landfall at the continents, turbulence occurs. And this turbulence in the atmosphere interferes with astronomical observations. But not so on Mauna Kea. That's why pictures taken from the top of Mauna Kea are incredibly sharp and clear.
Dadurch sind die Bilder, die man von Mauna Kea aufnimmt, unglaublich scharf.
Adaptive optics make the pictures even sharper. It is a technology that came into common use in the 1990s. This is how it works. Computers control the mirror segments of a telescope and correct, in real time, the distortion caused by the turbulence of the Earth's atmosphere. All modern telescopes work this way. Kudrytsky is looking forward to the 30-meter telescope, even though it will take a while before it is ready for research.
We still have to wait for 10 years or more. But I plan to do research with it, if I'm still in good shape when it's ready. My PhD students and I are already working on a lot of projects that will use the new telescope. We're already developing technologies and methods for later. We hope everything will go well. But such a big astronomical project is always a long, thorny path.
The 30-meter telescope was supposed to start its research work in 2024, but that's already cutting it close. Protests against the new telescope halted construction work several times. Mauna Kea is sacred to native Hawaiians. They oppose to the construction of an 18-story high building on their holy mountain. One of the opponents is Pua Kase. She says she will never stop fighting against that thing, as she puts it.
You got 13 telescopes on our mountain. You have leveled the top of the mountain. You've taken the entire top of our mountain. To ask for one more, to not even ask, to demand for one more, is an insult straight to our very core.
Too bad that it's the very size of the new telescope that will enable astronomers to observe things they've never observed before. Meanwhile, in Chile, engineers are busy building the European Extremely Large Telescope, which is supposed to start working in 2024 as well. Its mirror will be even larger, 39.3 meters or over 130 feet. It will be exciting to see which of the two telescopes will be finished first. If the protests against the Hawaiian version continue the way they have started, then my money's on the one in Chile.